Devon Air, Devon's best ever music station. There's a pretty Ave song. Tina Turner, simply the best. And there's one more record to play before we go off air at one. What do you reckon it will be? Well, we started in 1980 with Here Comes the Sun. Our logo's got a sun in it, and I can tell you that the last song has got sun somewhere in the title, and it's pretty out for our final day. First, here's the boss, Devon Air's chief executive, Paul Angus. Paul, why has the station been so successful?
I think really, Paul, it's because we've tapped into the needs of the community. That's the key to the success of any local radio station. And the fact is that Devon Air is the most listened to station in its area. It's the listener's choice. And that's by serving people, finding out what they want and then giving it to them and giving it to them consistently. And that's been the reason for success. It's been a partnership with our listeners. It's been a partnership also with our clients, who are very important. And one of the things I'm thrilled about is the important part that Devon Air has been able to play in growing business success for so many companies across the county. The other thing that I think is really important is the superb team that we've got here. We're unique in being the only 24-hour-a-day broadcaster in the Southwest, and we've got a dedicated, incredibly talented team who've served Devon for the last 14 years. That's the thing that I'll look back on with great pride, being part of a superb team of people, being part of a living, vibrant, breathing business, and a sense of pride of what the station has stood for over that period of time.
On the 7th of November 1980, presenter Bob Kingsley played Here Comes the Sun, and Devon Air began broadcasting across Exeter and mid-Devon. Here comes the sun. For 15 years, we've served the city of Exeter, from the quayside where the Enidian Line was filmed in the 70s, to the cathedral, and following Exeter City up and down the league tables. On the 12th of December 1980, we became the UK's first twin radio station. We went on air that day to Basil Fawlty's hometown.
You'll never waitress in Torquay again.
Broadcasting from our studio at Harbour Point, overlooking the palm trees and beaches that thousands of tourists come to visit each year. Supporting Torquay United at Plainmoor and at their Wembley finals. July the 4th, 1989 was Independence Day for East Devon when we launched Southwest 103. Taking Devon Air into East Devon, West Dorset and South Somerset. The 9th of November 1992 saw our relaunch as the new Devon Air.
Better music, less DJ chat.
Since then, the new Devon Air has become one of the UK's most successful radio stations and the most listened to in Devon. Over the past 15 years, we've raised thousands of pounds for local charities with our Wheels appeal. We've provided Devon with its news and told you the jams from Pennin to Sandygate. We've broadcast live from locations all over Devon, from Paignton Zoo to the Honiton Show, and given away amazing prizes from cash to holidays. In November 1993, the whole of Devon shared sadness and surprise with us when we heard the news that our license would not be renewed.
The new Devon Air FM.
The 6 o'clock news, this is Hamish Marshall. Listeners have jammed the new Devon Air switchboard after the station lost its license to broadcast.
From then until now, we've carried on providing the beautiful county of Devon with news, entertainment and the best music around the clock. It's December the 31st, Devon Air's last day of broadcasting. Off the air from 1 this afternoon, but will never be forgotten by our many loyal listeners. Thanks for making us number one.